The employment visa that you have presently has been granted to you on the strength that you are permitted to work in Hong Kong for your nominated employer and your nominated employer alone. And as you've understood, even though you have a valid limit of stay that stretches all the way through to 2018, you're privileged to work for anybody in Hong Kong other than your sponsoring employer has ceased. So given that you have established a business, which you've done through through the establishment of your sole proprietorship, essentially you've breached your conditions of stay at that point. And given that you're spending 80% of your time on field work outside of Hong Kong, engaging in employment activities outside of Hong Kong, doesn't mitigate the fact that you will spend the 20% of the remainder of your time in Hong Kong actually undertaking employment activities for your own sole proprietorship business. So clearly, in the circumstances that you find yourself right now, you are breaching your conditions of stay as a result of you not merely residing in Hong Kong but having established a business here. So clearly you've got to think about bringing your circumstances into compliance as soon as you possibly can. And the fact that you have established a sole proprietorship certainly could alert the Immigration Department to the fact of you having established that business. The Immigration Department and the Inland Revenue Department are able to exchange information if they so wish. Whether that's an automatic exchange of information or whether it's done on specific query or not is a question that remains open. Being part of the Security Bureau, I don't have privileged access to how those government departments work. But nevertheless, my best advice to you is to make an application to adjust your status from sponsored employment through to business investment in your own right. I won't go into the details of how you go about satisfying the approvability test for that business investment visa, because I've dealt with that quite extensively elsewhere on the site. But in terms of the Immigration Department potentially refusing any such business investment visa application as an entrepreneur and then yanking, as it were, the rug from under your feet and then giving you a shorter limit of stay, I suspect that that's probably not going to happen to you. It doesn't appear to be the Immigration Department's standard practice in those circumstances. If they say no to a business investment visa application the first time, it means that they're not satisfied that you can make a substantial contribution to the economy of Hong Kong on the basis of your business plan and the other information that you've put forward. So if you do get denied, you do have an opportunity to have another go at it on the basis of a reconsideration. And if you get it right the second time, then you're on your way. So just to wrap it all up, yes, you are not permitted to actually engage in the activities that you've presently configured yourself for, given that you've left your employment of your previous sponsor. And my best advice is to make an application for business investment visa as an entrepreneur as soon as you possibly can and get yourself into compliance as soon as you possibly can. Okay, I hope you found that useful, and Merry Christmas to you.